Episode number 549 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Angel Sims. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about WWE. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai.
Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Let's face it.
Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example,
while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet.
So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. The WWE took a bold step in 1985 when McMahon bet the company's entire future on a massive pay-per-view event he called WrestleMania. The event drew nearly 20,000 fans to Madison Square Garden and was watched by more than a million people, with celebrities like John Cena, Hulk Hogan and Randy Orton all tuning in to see what they saw. This use of celebrities was a big win for McMahon, as WrestleMania is now an annual super show that attracts fans from around the world for a weekend, a long wrestling spectacle. They put on a show, and the next big WWE event begins with the return of WCW legend Bill Goldberg to the ring for the first time in over a decade. The fight will be a rematch of the World Heavyweight title fight between Goldberg and Brock Lesnar, with Goldberg actually holding the belt in 2017, but he will be back in action when Fiend Bray Wyatt takes on former world champion and current WWE champion Roman Reigns in the main event. Ryan Satin reports that Gronk can't negotiate with the WWE anymore and the Beast wants revenge. A tackle by Ricochet leads to a tag team match between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns in the event's main event. The current WWE champion is Drew McIntyre, who won the title of Best Pro Wrestler at WrestleMania 36 with victories over Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. It was formerly called WWF, but was renamed WWE in 2002 and again in 2004. Scroll through the gallery to see which WWE champion has ever been ranked among the WWE champions by title winner. This is the first time in WWE history that a wrestler from the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand or any other country has won a title as a member of the WWE ranks at the same time. Check out the above list of WWE tickets to see which shows you would like to attend, as well as a list of all other WWE events in the United States. To find the perfect date and time, click the button on the right, on the event page, to see all available tickets for this show. Next, explore the WWE Network and its potential use as a pay-per-view platform for ESPN. Switching to a paid-for-views platform like ESPN would allow WWE to recoup some of those losses by paying back tens of thousands of tickets to advertisers, which a subscription-based WWE Network does not. Would a network like Fox, which already broadcasts SmackDown, be able to meet the demands of a pay-per-view platform like the WWE Network and ESPN? WrestleMania is broadcast on network television and attracts huge ratings, so why not broadcast on ESPN instead of cable networks like ABC, CBS or NBC? Friday night's SmackDown will be held in front of an audience at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, so it would be wise not to move WrestleMania to the training facility. The striking images of wrestling in an abandoned football stadium, wrestling on a football field, and wrestling in a stadium would far surpass anything that could be produced at the Performance Center. Let's take a look at what might be going on over the Labor Day weekend at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. I've heard the idea of a WWE WrestleMania at Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium in Tampa, Florida, from more than one source, but it's only a week after SummerSlam and could clash with the Buccaneers' schedule. If confirmed that Raw will air next Monday under the same circumstances, the event would be the first of several events for spectators at the Performance Center that may have been part of the WWE's preseason training camp, with growing concerns about the facility's future. After introducing the audience to the Performance Center and talking about the history of the training facility, Triple H opened the show by greeting everyone there and showing a clip from inside the facility. Triple H welcomed everyone to Friday Night SmackDown, noting that tonight would be a different show. Triple H mentioned the history of the Performance Center and its history as a training facility for the WWE, as well as some of its past achievements. Bliss pointed out that she had challenged the Kabuki Warriors for the title, only to receive a strange Twitter message from them. Hardy, who recently had his WWE contract expired, has, he says, agreed with AEW and so long, expectations are running high that he will eventually be exposed as the leader of the Dark Order or the Sublime. The Revival have not been shy in expressing their dissatisfaction with their positioning in the WWE. Dawson recently hinted that WWE had told him that team wrestling was getting more attention than it used to, as his recent comments to the New York Times suggested. This is all for today, friends. My name is Angel and this was episode 549 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.